Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Diaphragm, the Muscle of Life by Rasheen Northington is about the significant role of our muscular thoracic diaphragm. Since the diaphragm is a muscle, its function is limited to a contraction and a relaxation of its muscle fibers, yet the effects on the body from the simple function of the diaphragm allows the sustaining and of the existence of life and function. Rasheen Northington is a United States Marine Corps veteran, served 8 years in the Marine Corps. He received his master's degree in adolescent education in chemistry and bachelor's degree in biochemistry from Hunter College in conjunction with receiving his public school teaching license. Rasheen also received his associate's degree in occupational studies massage therapy from New York College of Health Professionals. Math and science have always piqued his interest. Rasheen teaches and tutors many subjects of math and science. He continues to study in a myriad of traditional Chinese medicines, intrigued by chemistry, physics, the human body, and how it functions. Rasheen J. Northington, author of The Diaphragm, Muscle of Source of Life, is our guest on This Week in America. Rasheen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure, and I'm looking forward to this discussion. I learned so much in reading about the diaphragm. This is amazing. What was the inspiration to write this book? Because it really took a lot of research and work to put it together, especially because it's so readable. We read this, and it's literally hard to put the book down. What was the inspiration in writing the book?
Well, over time, doing a lot of exercises, I started to realize or observe, because I started like really looking into the diaphragm's function, that whenever the body needed more energy and oxygen, the diaphragm was the only muscle that picked up engagement, that started to pick up its activity in comparison to the other muscles of the body. So then that started to make me wonder a little bit more about the diaphragm's function, that I realized, okay, since the diaphragm is the muscle that brings in oxygen and that's what we need, then it just started to make sense about the importance really of the diaphragm from a different perspective than I was aware of before that.
Well, it's interesting because you spell it all out. I did a very abbreviated version of the diaphragm, its role in the body. Talk about that in layman's terms, what the diaphragm is and why it's so important, because it does play a key role in our bodies, doesn't it?
Yes, the diaphragm, being a skeletal muscle, it's the muscle that's the major muscle responsible for breathing. So upon contraction, we inhale, and relaxation, we exhale. So we have to breathe in order to live. So that's the muscle responsible for allowing us to live.
The book is The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Rasheen Northington, our guest on the program. The book available at writersrepublic.com, other outlets, of course, as well. His website is authorrasheennorthington.com. I'll give you that information several times throughout the interview, and you'll find it on our website, of course. You know, Rasheen, it's interesting as I'm reading this, I'm thinking this book is designed for everybody. We all can benefit from reading the book, The Diaphragm. Talk about who should read this book. Why is this so important for so many people?
Right. I did write it with intention for everyone to be able to read it, not just any select few, because we all breathe to live. So if we want to live and we're willing to breathe, then everybody who's breathing to live, this book is for. Right. So it doesn't matter what profession or anything that you're in. If you're breathing to live, this book is for you. So I wanted to write it in that regards and put it out there in that regards, because I think everybody can learn from that.
You might have touched on this before, but I'm going to go back and point this out again. Why did you find this so interesting? Because it's something that really impacted your life and you realized the importance of the diaphragm. Why did you find this so interesting?
Okay, what I found interesting was this, that because I studied a lot about the human body. Even though I have biochemistry and LS education, I did study a lot of anatomy and physiology as well. And I've noticed that of all the skeletal muscles in the body, which are all voluntary, the diaphragm is the only skeletal muscle that's really controlled autonomously, which means that the body, this is what I like to put it, the body doesn't trust us enough for us to take control of our diaphragm. So therefore, it's controlling it for us so we can stay alive. That, to me, started to identify for me how significant the function of the diaphragm is that the body won't trust us to control it all the time. It wants to control it for us. So that lets me know how important this voluntary muscle is if it's controlled involuntary most of the time.
Rasheem Northington, our guest, his book is The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Let's talk about the subtitle, The Muscle Source of Life. Explain that, if you would, please.
Oh, yes. Well, I like to go also to the diaphragm because, interestingly enough, the book was not originally written about the diaphragm. It started out as a breathing book. But as I started to write more and more about it, I started to realize this is not about breathing. It's a little bit more. And then I realized it's actually about the diaphragm. So I actually had to change the title diaphragm because the original title had to do with like Qigong breathing. And then the subtitle, The Muscle Source of Life, as I'm thinking it, talking about it, I think, okay, it's the muscle of life. It's the source of life. And I'm not going to lie, I did get a little help, but I like to own this book. Then I put it together, The Muscle Source of Life.
That's amazing. It's not actually what it started off. It has the same purpose. It's just you got there with the diaphragm as opposed to, it's amazing how that all fit together. The diaphragm, obviously, we all have a diaphragm. Do we have to live with the one that we have, or are there exercises we can use to strengthen our diaphragm?
Oh, yeah. Here's the interesting thing is, I think I also mentioned in the book that strengthening of the diaphragm is the simplest but hardest exercise to do because it takes a lot of more mental focus than physical exertion. Now, all you have to do is contract the diaphragm, right? And then, you know, it strengthens. But when you strengthen muscles, you must contract it a little bit beyond its comfort zone. So our normal breathing is pretty shallow. So if you start to contract the diaphragm just a little bit more than what your normal involuntary contraction is, then you start to strengthen it. And evidence of that your contraction is a little bit more than involuntary contraction starts to look like or feel like a deeper breath. So when you start to take a deeper breath than what you normally take, that means you have to increase the contraction of the diaphragm more, and therefore, and thereby, you're strengthening it at the same time.
Can you feel that? Can you feel the difference?
Oh, yes. Because what you do is, even though it's a contraction of the diaphragm, we really associate it with breath going into the body. So when you take a deep breath and just keep breathing in, breathing in, breathing in, breathing in until you can't breathe in anymore, that's the limitation of your diaphragm. Not that more air can't go in. The diaphragm can't contract anymore. Once you start to feel that, that's really strengthening the diaphragm at that point.
The book is The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life by our guest on the program, Rasheem Northington. Book, by the way, recipient of the prestigious Plume Award for Literary Excellence. The book's available wherever books are sold, writersrepublic.com and Rasheem's website, author, rasheemnorthington.com. We hear all the time breathing and heart sort of connected. Is there any relationship between breathing and the diaphragm?
Breathing and the diaphragm?
Yeah. Is there how do you relate the diaphragm to your heart?
To the heart? Oh,
yes.
Okay. Well, the heart is a pump, and it pretty much predominantly pumps out oxygenated blood to the rest of the body. I look at the diaphragm as being another pump, pumping deoxygenated blood back to the heart to give the heart blood to pump back out to the rest of the body. And I also believe that the harder your diaphragm works, the less work your heart has to do and the more efficient your heart functions. So I look at also the diaphragm as the protector of the heart.
Yes. It's interesting that relationship there. The book is The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. You mentioned this started off sort of a different title and definitely a different title. And then that sort of evolved as you were putting the book together. How long did it take you to put this book together? And was it difficult to put together the information and then make it so readable? So it's going to help people.
Well, it wasn't difficult to really write the material because I think once I got the realization of the diaphragm, a lot of things about the human body just made sense to me when I started to look at it from the scope of the diaphragm's function. But it took me a number of months to write, but I think I stopped and started because these ideas to me were unusual because I didn't really see these ideas anywhere else. So me feel like I'm the only one writing these ideas. At times I got discouraged, like, because I wasn't sure if I was on the right track, the right direction. I did ask some people about what they think about it. But to me, it always made sense to me. So then I always continued to write because as long as it made sense to me, I felt that I was on the right track. And then as soon as I started to get the support of my parents, because they thought the material I was writing was pretty interesting and good as well, then I started to write more. But what was difficult, besides, you know, I wasn't sure if I was on the right track, is writing it in the ways that people can understand it.
Yes.
Because I had to go to the anatomy physiology books, write out what I want to write out, but then I had to constantly keep reading it and keep changing up words and changing the order. And if the flow wasn't right for me, I get discouraged and frustrated, and I got to get it to work. And then I leave it alone for a little while, come back and rearrange some words. And eventually, once I started to get to my liking of what I was reading and how I'm understanding it, then I started to think it's now appropriate for the other people to understand as well. But that was pretty difficult, writing it to the point where everybody can understand it as well.
Well, and you do such an excellent job in that. The book is very understandable. It's relatable. The book is called The Diaphragm, something that we all know a little bit about, but not a whole lot about. You educate us. As you were putting this book together, what did you learn about the diaphragm? Was it a learning experience for you as well?
Oh, yeah, because once I started writing about the diaphragm, I started all those ideas about how it affects the immune system and everything. That was brand new to me once I started to really focus on a diaphragm's function, about it being the only muscle that has to continuously pump. But the other skeletal muscles don't have that luxury, but then they also talk about skeletal muscles help with circulation. So then as I started to realize, well, if the diaphragm has to continuously pump, then it has to be more of a contributor for circulation. Then I started to go into the body system and say, if that's the case, then this diaphragm must do more for the body than just bring in oxygen and release carbon dioxide. I think it has a much greater dimension than just that alone. And as I started to investigate it, I started seeing in anatomy books that the knowledge is there. It's just not put together the right way. So a lot of this came right from the books. It's right under people's noses. But I said, you know what? I'm going to put the puzzle pieces together so everybody can see what's in the books already.
I was going to say, it's sort of the first comprehensive guide that I can recall for the diaphragm, the muscle source of life. Our guest is Rasheem Northington. Where's the best place to buy the book? I mentioned Writers Republic, your website. Those are good places to go to get copies of the book and get information on the book.
Yes. There's also Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, Walmart.com. There's like a ton of online sellers with the book.
Yeah, if you Google it, you will find a whole number of places you can buy it. And of course, go to Rasheem's website. Spelling it, and I'll do this again at the end of the program, Rasheem, and Northington is Northington. His website is authorrasheemnorthington.com, and we'll have that up on our website as well. What are you working on next? You've done such an excellent job with this. What are you working on now? What other projects are coming forward for you?
Here's interesting. Well, I expect to write another version of the book because there's other body systems I do want to include. And the reason why I didn't include them before was I didn't know where to really stop in the book. And also, I didn't really understand how the diaphragm influenced other systems. So I had to do some research on that. And then I came up with it. So now I can add that to my next volume. Also, I got in contact with a doctor, and he would like to collaborate on a book with me for a second volume of that as well. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. I actually would like to collaborate with more books on people who are knowledgeable in breathing and somehow do a book with them with the diaphragm's involvement with that. I like to consider myself the diaphragm strengthening coach. I would like to coach people on how to strengthen the diaphragm and educate them on the benefits of a strengthened diaphragm.
Well, you've done such an excellent job in getting our interest and making it, again, relatable. And that's such an important word because we can read that and it's like, that's great knowledge, but that's going to benefit our lives. We've got a few minutes left on the program. Time going by way too quickly. The book is The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. How will this benefit us when we take this knowledge, when we implement what you're telling us, the exercises, for example, that we talked about, the knowledge that you have in the book, The Diaphragm? What benefits will we see?
I think the benefits would be that it increases the quality of our lives, because if you look at a lot of discomfort or diseases, whatever they want to say it, in some cases they're related to oxygen deficit, poor circulation. And this is exactly something the diaphragm has control over. So if the diaphragm is used more efficiently and more effort is placed behind the function of the diaphragm, the increase of the oxygen is possible, the increase of the circulation is possible to minimize disease or illnesses or discomfort.
Well, there are tremendous health benefits that you'll find in Rasheem's book. The diaphragm, the muscle source of life. Do you think the diaphragm is something that can be used by people around the world as we battle with COVID-19? Does that have any relationship to helping in this battle?
I absolutely think so. And absolutely, I actually kind of feel like I would say I know so, because predominantly when it comes to viruses, the main focus is the body needs oxygen, the body needs circulation. I've also read that Qigong breathing has been beneficial with people coping with COVID. Now, Qigong breathing translates to breath work breathing. That just really means that to do Qigong breathing, they want you to breathe deeply with every breath taken. And if you breathe deeply, the diaphragm muscle must engage in order for that to be possible. Deep breathing is not possible without the diaphragm's involvement. So if deep breathing is a way to help with COVID situations or COVID-19 conditions, then the diaphragm is very necessary to engage, because that's the only way deep breathing can happen. And once again, it increases the amount of oxygen in the body, which the body needs to fight viruses, as well, including COVID-19, as well as increase the circulation through the lymphatic system and blood and fluids throughout the body.
It's interesting, a minute or so left here, but what I'm reading, what you're saying is something as simple as breathing, which we do naturally, if we do it properly, can help us a better quality of life and a more healthy life. Is that an accurate summation?
Yes, and I also think that it might not, I mean, the more you breathe the correct way, the better it is. But I'm looking at it seems like 30 minutes of effective deep breathing on, stronger diaphragmatic contraction breathing. That's the way I like to call it, not deep breathing, but like increased diaphragmatic contraction or maximized diaphragmatic contraction. 30 minutes a day, I think, is very beneficial alone. But of course, if you do more than that, of course, it's better. But I think at least 30 minutes, and that's all you need, and you should have a better day regardless.
Well, in the start of all of this is fully understanding it, which you're able to do with Rasheem's book, The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Rasheem Northington, if you're Googling, that's Rasheem Northington, Northington. Book available, writersrepublic.com, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, all the usual places, and Rasheem's website, which is authorrasheemnorthington.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on and get all of the information, order the book there as well. Rasheem, a pleasure having you on the program. Good luck with the second book. Love to have a chance to talk about that as well. We really learned something on the program today, and I thank you for coming on and talking about something we all sort of take for granted, the diaphragm. It's there. Quality of life will improve if we use it correctly. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You're welcome, and thank you very much for having me. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome. The book by Rasheem Northington, once again, is The Diaphragm, The Muscle Source of Life. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.